Boker Tov. Now, I've always thought that the story in the fourth Aliyah of the Sukkos Parsha is one of the most insensitive stories of the Torah that I've ever seen, and therefore requires explanation. I mean, the background is, of course, yesterday's Aliyah, which is the death of Nadav and Avihu, the two sons of Aaron, and Aaron's famous reaction of Vayidom Aaron. So now, God comes and says, Moshe, hey, I have a message for you to give to Aaron. I want you to imagine to yourself what message you would have liked to give, or you think that God would be giving. What's the message? Vayidaber Moshe el Aaron el Azar, hey! You know, Chu et ha-mincha ha-noteret mishe Hashem. Hey! You know, before this very unfortunate, tragic incident, we were in the middle of this process of Karbanot. And there was Karban Mincha, and there was lots of breads and bread offerings. You kind of got to finish it. You kind of got to eat them, because that's part of the Karban. And there's some meat, and there's some this. I get it, you're in mourning. Finish the job. There's a mitzvah of achilat kadshim. There's a mitzvah of the Kohen eating and partaking in that, and especially being that this is part of the dedication and inauguration ceremony. You got to finish eating. I've always looked at this Aliyah and said to myself, I mean, what could be more insensitive than this? I mean, they're mourning. They just lost two children. Go eat. It's a mitzvah. Always bothered me. We've become very familiar with avelut, with unfortunately lots of people losing their children. And there's a halacha that some of you may be familiar with in the world of avelut called Sudat Avra. It's the first meal that you eat right after you bury someone. Now it's an interesting halacha. You're not supposed to prepare your own food from your own house or from your own possessions. Other people bring you the food. And the din is, the way the Shulchan Aruch describes it, is that the first act of nichum avelim, the first act of comforting that's done, is your close friends, your neighbors, come together, and they bring you a meal. You just came back from the funeral home, you just came back from the burial, you're distraught, and your neighbors, your closest friends, say, we're here for you. We're here to take care of you. Here, let us feed you. And it's a beautiful thing. Shalom Eda. And I've always wondered whether maybe the source is our parsha. And that this interpretation of Sudat Avra is that God is doing a form of Nichum Avelim by saying, hey, let me take care of you. There's food left over. Please eat it. You don't have to worry about yourself. And this, in a sense, is God's way of comforting. You know, the Shulchan Aruch, when he writes that, when Yosef Karo writes that in Shulchan Aruch, so in his Beit Yosef, in his commentary to the Torah, he provides a second explanation. The second explanation for the Suda, he quotes the Rosh, and the Rosh says, it's not just about comforting the mourner. But he says, I want you to think about and put yourself in the head of a mourner. The last thing you're worrying about is yourself, right? The rules of avelut, you don't worry about what your hair looks like, no haircuts, no shower, no nothing, because you're neglecting, self-neglect, because your focus is on the terrible tragedy and loss that just happened, and you don't have time, energy for yourself. And that's part of avelut, and that's kind of not focusing on you and focusing on the loss. And again, there's a mitzvah of avelut, certainly direct. The first day we do 7 days. Of course, we also only do 7 days. And therefore, says the Rosh, you know what the point of the Suda is? It's a way of saying to you, I know that right now you're drowning. You're neglecting yourself. You're not thinking about yourself. You don't care about yourself because you can't see past this moment that you're frozen and paralyzed in time. But I need you to know that there is and there will be a tomorrow. And therefore, I need you to eat. I need you to be of good health and not neglect yourself to the extent that you can't function and you can't rebuild. And therefore, when Moshe is telling Aaron, I need you, there's food left over. There's korbanot left over. It's saying, I know that right now you are in the worst place that a person and a parent could ever be. But there is a tomorrow, and there will be a tomorrow. You are a Kohen, Kohen Gadol, and you will continue to function. And I actually need you to continue doing that now. And I need you to realize life moves on. Okay, all of us this year have experienced and certainly have witnessed a lot of that. But there are a lot of bumps, earthquakes, tragedies. And even though they may appear as paralyzing in an earthquake, to some degree we need to treat it like a bump in the road and a hiccup. Because there is and there will be a tomorrow. And as we've all learned that resilience and being able to pick yourself up and to still plan for the next day and get yourself ready to move on is one of the most important skills that we can all pick up. And if I'll just say one other word as we are beginning to look ahead towards our break. I don't want to make any comparisons, but there are lots of hiccups in general along the way. Right? Yeshiva, things are really easy. Things are in front of us. Whether it's learning mitzvot, tefillah, Talmud Torah. We go on break. Sometimes it's not always easy to say, all right, I'm coming back to yeshiva the next day. Let's not lose good religious habits. Some days happen and maybe I didn't do everything I normally do in yeshiva. There will be another day. And there will be the next day. And it's not only about how we experience that day, but it's how we prepare for the day after and the day after and the day after. Our lives are filled with hiccups. And Baruch Hashem, bli ayin hara, hiccups generally go away. And our goal in life is to learn from this week's parsha how we prepare for the future and how we get ready for that next step after the hiccup. Have a good day.